Our scripture reading comes from John 1, the first 12 verses. The Word was first, the Word present to God, God present to the Word. The Word was God in readiness for God from day one. Everything was created through Him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without Him. What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness, and the darkness couldn't put it out. There once was a man, his name John, sent by God to point out the way to the life light. He came to show everyone where to look, who to believe in. John was not himself the light. He was there to show the way to the light. The life light was the real thing. Every person entering life, he brings into light. He was in the world. The world was there through him, and yet the world didn't even notice. He came to his own people, but they didn't want him. But whoever did want him, who believed he was who he claimed, and would do what he said, he made to be their true selves, their child of God selves. Here ends a scripture. May God's Holy Spirit convince you and me this morning of the reality and the truth of the proclaimed Word of God. I have a question to ask. How are you doing with Christmas 2012? Think of it, only one shopping day left before Christmas. So the question is, did you get all your shopping done, or are you ready to stand in a queue tomorrow? You know, there was a certain young mother who took the kids shopping for Christmas, and as usual, the crowds were awful. She had to skip lunch because obviously she was on a tight schedule, and now she was tired, she was hungry, her feet were hurting, and she was more than just a little cranky. So as they left the last store, she asked her daughter, "Did you see that nasty look that sales lady gave me?" The girl answered, "She didn't give it to you, Mom. You had it when you went in." John's Gospel begins with an outstanding description of the birth of Jesus Christ. What came into existence, he wrote, was life. And the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness, and the darkness couldn't put it out. And then it is as if the author appeared to lose his focus, and suddenly he changes the subject. Now he was talking about John the Baptist. And he writes, "There was once a man, his name John, sent by God to point out the way to the life light. He came to show everyone where to look, who to believe in." Now, John was not himself the light. He was there to show the way to the light. You know, almost every account of the coming of Jesus begins with a reference to this wandering man shouting in the wilderness, calling the people to let go of their sinful ways and to make room for the child who was coming. For John the Baptist, it was not really a joyful message. It was more an urgent call for people to look up and see and to follow the light that was coming into the world. Now, according to the popular carol, it is the season to be jolly. Now, so John the Baptist seems completely out of place in every celebration of Christmas. For him, it was not about the season to be jolly. In Scripture, we regularly cross paths with John the Baptist and his call to turn back to God as part of the glorious Christmas story. John's task is to help you and me get ready to meet the child in the manger. You see, we cannot find our way to Bethlehem without the help of this man. John points the way for us. John the Baptist told the people to prepare for the child that was coming, hell, by straightening out their lives. That was John's message. Straighten out your life. A child is coming to us. Now, to prepare means to change the direction of our lives. To prepare means to experience a change of heart or attitude. Prepare means to turn our lives around. It means to turn back to God. The preparation that John spoke about requires a radical transformation. To prepare means to change our behavior, to change our attitude toward many things in this life of ours. For many, it may be the time to face reality at last, or for the first time. It may be time for many to overcome distance, separation, broken friendship, painful relationships. It may be time to exchange bitterness for reconciliation and to work on healing the wounds of the past. You see, John had a function, as you and I have a challenge this morning. The time tested message of John the Baptist is to change all our wrong and harmful ways, because Jesus the Christ would soon be on the scene. It's easy to hear John's cry to change our ways, only to move it aside and to think that, well, somehow that doesn't apply to us, not to me. We are inclined to believe that the message to turn around is actually meant for real sinners out there somewhere, and definitely not for respectable folk who come to church every week. Those who think that way, sadly, you're wrong. John's message is specifically for us, because it is a call to self-examination. to look deep into our own lives, to awaken from our sense of complacency, to prepare our lives means to remove those things that clutter our lives and prevent us from being the people God calls us to be. It often means making some drastic changes in our lives right now, because there is not much time left. And only when we clear that clutter, make those drastic changes, and eliminate the smugness, we discover the true meaning of Christmas. And then we begin to look further than just ourselves. And then we begin to notice the emptiness and the desperation of so many surrounding us these days. You know, there is a touching story, an example given by a little boy. Story of a little orphan boy standing in a long line of people who were queued up in front of a movie theater. Someone looked at him and said, "Little boy, why are you standing here? I know you do not have any money to get inside." "Oh, I'm not going to the movies," the boy replied. "Then why are you standing in line?" "I'm standing in line because I'm lonely and I like people." What a challenge. Why can't you and I enter someone's loneliness this Christmas? While still in high school, my favorite author was the well-known Lebanese author Khalil Gibran. Now, Gibran observed that you give but little when you give of your possessions. It's only when you give of yourself that you truly give. So the best gift that you could possibly give anyone this Christmas would be the gift of yourself. Give yourself. Enter into someone's loneliness. Understand that the most prized gifts are not for sale at Walmart or Sears. If all of us decide right here, right now, that even before Christmas 2012, we will do something special, something different for those crossing our path. If that happens, this church will never be the same again. It will reverberate a message in this place where you and I believe that we were placed with a mission, a God-given mission. And then Christmas will become something beside a Christmas tree. Christmas will show its real meaning in your life and in mine. We will stand on the promises of God rather than to sit on the premises. Give something of yourself this year. Enter into the isolation. Climb over the walls that so many unhappy people build around themselves. Sincere interest, understanding, and love can and will make a difference to others in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Let us enter into someone's loneliness during this season of expectation, hope, faith, and love. Go out, enter, dispel the darkness, overcome the loneliness of many. And by doing so, this may just become the best festive season you and I ever had. Indeed, you give but little when you give of your possessions. It is when you give of yourself that you truly give. Amen.